Welcome to the Gripcast Gymnastics Unfiltered. I'm your host, Tamil Jones. This is our platform to where we can discuss the ins and outs of everything gymnastics. We would like to thank our sponsors, Anchor, Gymnasts United, Inc., and Pope Counseling Center for supporting this podcast. Today, we'll be talking about high school gymnastics. I would like to introduce Susie Weldon. She's the head varsity coach of the gymnastics program at Vassar High School. Hello, Susie. How are you?
Hi. Thank you so much for having me on this show, Tamil. Very excited to talk about high school gymnastics, a passion of mine since I started in high school.
So great. So share with our audience how you began with gymnastics.
Well, originally I lived in Italy, and I lived there till I was 13. I started club gymnastics at 10 and did that for a couple of years until my dad decided to take the whole family across the ocean and try a new experience in the United States. We decided to move to Michigan, and that's where I decided to continue with gymnastics at a club. I was a level 8 that year, and I was an 8th grader as well. And then after that, money was tight, so our local high school, or the town that I lived in, had a high school team, and my parents decided, hey, why not give that a try? And so in 9th grade, I decided to quit club and do high school gymnastics, and from then on, that was just a whole different experience for me. There was a big team bonding. I loved it. I got to learn skills on events that I didn't have to stay with, like the current USAG trend, where I could have been a level 10 on floor, but then just be a level 8 on bar. So that was a nice experience to do that as well. So I did 4 years of high school gymnastics, but decided also to continue training in the summertime through clubs because I really didn't want to stop my senior year and be done. And I decided to continue on to do college gymnastics. So I went to Western Michigan University. Did it there for 2.5 years, and I was a specialist. I competed floor every meet and vault whenever they needed me, but floor was my specialty, and then I decided to retire my junior year of college and actually start high school gymnastics coaching. So all in all, I did 10 years of competitive gymnastics, and I've done club, high school, and collegiate, and then I decided to go in the coaching realm.
Wow. Can you tell our audience the difference between club gymnastics and high school gymnastics?
Sure. Well, high school is more of a team effort, while club gymnastics is more of an individual. Club gymnasts are more focused on passing from one level to the next, while high school gymnasts do it for their team first, and then they do it individually as well. So there is a difference in regards to more individual goals and doing it for yourself and moving on, where in high school, you do it for the team first. So your score will contribute to the team score. And then, yes, individually, you'll have some accomplishments as well. But you're really focusing on the team and also getting recognized for the sport that you love and doing it for your community, which, you know, people don't really recognize you when you do USAG or AAU club gymnastics. I mean, they know of you if there are articles out there in the newspaper. But from the high school, I mean, there are kids at school that say, hey, nice job at your meet, or thanks for helping us win a state championship, or whatever it may be. That's the huge difference between the two aspects of it. Mostly it's the team bond and the team chemistry.
You did talk about your collegiate career, and I just want people to know and our audience to know that when you are in college, you don't necessarily have to do all four events. You can actually specialize in one or two or whatever that college needs within their gymnastics program. I think some people don't understand that. I know when I was a gymnast, I was never told that. Which I probably would have continued. I mean, I had an injury, but I probably would have continued with singling and specializing in one event. So
correct.
Yeah.
And in high school gymnastics, they have that option as well. Obviously, as a coach, my goal is to get everybody to be all around. So that way, when we make it to the regional meet, which is different from club, because in club, it's state meet, then regionals. For in high school, it's regionals first, and then state is our big championship. Okay. But our goal as a team is to get as many individuals qualified to help that team score. So then we have a bigger chance of making it the state meet. 1 year, I had 15 kids qualified on the beam, which it's sad that I had 10 kids fall, but the last five ended up sticking, and that made a huge difference in us winning the regional championship and then making it the state meet. But at least we had kids to fall back on. So, yes, even in high school, we have specialists. I have kids on the team right now that are specialists. They start gymnastics late, and to try to teach a junior in high school how to do a kip is going to be very, very hard. So I told them, hey, let's just focus on the other three events and then let the other girls do bars. So that's also the nice thing about high school. You could be a specialist. You could be a state champion on just one event if that's all you can do.
Wow. So can you tell us a little bit about the gymnastics program at Vassar High School?
Sure. Currently, we are a Class C school. So for many people that don't understand the Michigan system in regards to class, there are Class C schools are roughly between 400 students or less in the high school. Vassar has roughly 300 high school students. We are maybe one of five or six programs in our state that is that small and still has a high school gymnastics team. This high school program has been around for 40 years, which is very impressive for such a small level school to still have a program. The Upper Peninsula in Michigan has three high school teams as well, and they're all just as small. We're located in the Thumb of Michigan. So if we look at the mitten, look at the thumb, that's where we're located. We are very, very small. But they're doing very, very well. I mean, it is hard to get gymnasts, so that is why we are considered a co-op. So we have six schools that combine to make a high school team, but we are all high schools of 300 kids or less. So we're very small, and we roughly try to get one to two kids from each nearby school. I'm fortunate that one high school, Reese High School, where I actually teach, I have five gymnasts from that program itself. So I'm very excited. Not only I've been teaching there for 16 years, but now I get to coach my high school students, and then they became my gymnasts through the Vassar High School program.
That's great. We're going to take a short break for our sponsor, and we'll be back with Susie. We're back with Susie Weldon from Vassar High School. She's the head varsity coach for the gymnastics program. For those of you that don't know, I am a Vassar High School alumni. Shout out to class of 1997. So it's a pleasure to do this interview. Susie, you're like family. So yay. I'm going to welcome you back in to have this discussion about high school gymnastics. So with the gymnastics program that you are involved in, how many gymnastics competitions do you normally do during the season?
We try to stay between 10 to 12. I mean, we're allowed to go up to 15, but at the same time, we don't want to hurt our gymnasts and hurt their bodies more than they need to. We try to do 10 to 12 regular season. That includes some tournaments or invitationals in there as well. And then after the qualifications to regionals and state meet are after that. It takes four qualifying scores to make the regional meet. And depending on the size of your team, that will determine how many meets someone would like. As of right now, I have 10 scheduled meets. With two invitationals scheduled in there, which obviously due to COVID this year, the invitationals are going to be run very much differently than they have in the past.
Yeah. So what are some challenges right now with the high school program going through this COVID-19 season?
Sure. Some of the challenges is obviously cleaning, keeping up with the cleaning. I mean, before we cleaned, but it wasn't to the point where we had to sanitize the beams, the bar rails, the vault, the mats we have to wash daily, in between rotations. The biggest thing now is keeping the teams or the gymnast in pods. So in some ways it's not that bad because, you know, for us, I'd like to keep my gymnast according to their vault height or to their bar width, and it's easier to rotate that way. But we have to keep them in pods in case someone gets exposed or get, you know, positive test results. And only that pod would have to get canceled or quarantined versus the whole team in general. So far, we've been fortunate that we haven't done that. Masks are a biggest problem as well. I mean, we're fortunate that our local athletic association in the state of Michigan allows us to at least put our masks down only when they are actively doing gymnastics. So if a gymnast is on the balance beam, they can put their mask underneath their chin or take it off and tuck it into their shorts or leotard while they actively are participating on an event. But once they get down, they have to put the mask back on. So that is an adjustment that we're all willing to take and do in order for us to compete. Another, though, challenge for high school gymnasts is the budget. I know Vassar Athletic Director had told me we were originally supposed to get new leotards this year because we were up. And unfortunately, their athletic budget, luckily they're a small school district, but at the same, that is pretty big chunk. They had to cut $20,000 out of their budget.
Wow.
So we were not able to get new leotards this year. But because of me being a new coach, I tried to fundraise, and we were lucky enough to have a clinic this weekend at raising enough funds for us to purchase leotards. There had been talk about possibly cutting the sport, and that's why I decided to step in, because I'm going to do my darnest after 40 years of having a program like this to keep this program going and to finding ways to prove to them that we can raise funds for the program, but at the same time, don't cut us out completely. So COVID has definitely hurt a lot of sport programs throughout the state, but we've also seen it across the country with gymnastics, for collegiate gymnastics, men's program, female programs being cut left and right because we are a high risk and liability sport. So our goal for high school gymnastics is to keep the sport going. I know when I was in high school, we had over 120 programs throughout the state. Currently, we're down to maybe 60.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's been a huge difference. Competitive cheerleading came in as well, which there's less to worry about. There's just one mat, not all the equipment involved in it, too. So our goal is to keep the program going. So.
Well, I commend you for fighting for your passion and fighting for this program that has been, you know, at Vassar for 40 years. That is just amazing to have that high school program to continue. So can you tell us a little bit about the gymnastic skills you're working on with some of your athletes that you have at the high school?
Sure. Currently, I have a couple kids for the first time throwing release moves in a long, long time. The biggest thing is getting these girls over the fear. So we're trying to do shootovers and straddlebacks with them. So they have the basic kips, good uprises, but in high school gymnastics, it is a requirement to have a release move. So I'm trying to teach them how to do a pendle kip into a shootover over the low bar. Mm-hmm. That way we'll get them some extra bonuses involved in the routines as well. I also have a gymnast who has a beautiful aerial on the beam. And I said, you know, instead of keeping an aerial by itself, and you've competed this for 3 years, I'm like, let's try to do an aerial back tuck dismount or whatever may come out of it. Mm-hmm. So as a senior, she wants to go all out. So the last few weeks we've been working on an aerial dismount, which will increase her bonus as well. She's also increasing her vault, which she's trying to do a handspring full and a half, which is out of a 9.6 start value for us. So it's a good vault. I mean, it's clean, it's safe. Last year she was all state on vault, so we're upgrading another half, and then we're twisting on floor more. So the biggest challenge was to have these girls trust me and knowing that I know the sport, and now they are willing to try new skills that they've never done before. And we have new kids on the team that have like dance background, but today they did a switch leap on beam, which is huge. And for someone, you know, that's a scary skill, but yes, they went up there and they did it anyways.
That's cool.
So it varies. I have kids that are learning pullovers on bars, but then I have kids doing, you know, full dismounts.
Yeah.
So it varies across every level.
Wow. So how can we support high school gymnastics?
Overall, I mean, the biggest thing is to, I encourage clubs to allow high school gymnasts to try it. I honestly think it'll be beneficial to both club and to high school as well, because these kids will get the whole team experience, especially if they're considering going into the collegiate world, because colleges look for athletes that know how to work for a team and not are all about themselves. I think that helps. It also allows, if they have a fall gymnastics program, it really warms up the athlete with their basic skills. And then when it's time to do the competitive aspect in the winter, spring, these athletes are ready to go. Another way to support high school gymnastics is to help maybe sponsor a local high school team, go watch the meets. Just make sure that the programs don't die. I think that's the biggest thing. Donating to a local high school gymnastics, or getting your kids, if you had experience, to be involved in it.
Yeah,
I think it's a great, well-rounded program. I've learned a lot. I've had lots of great friends and friendships out of it. The team aspect taught me a lot, and that's probably how I became the person I am today. I became more of a leader. My competitiveness has increased, which I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but it definitely helped a lot. And to mold, right now I'm molding students and trying to get to reaching their goals and things like that. So
yes, gymnastics is just a wonderful, well-rounded sport. And you know, to have the community to come along and support these gymnastics high school programs is great. I will also say, any schools out there interested in starting a program, start it. Also, I will say, those local cities around Vassar, like Saginaw, Flint, Detroit, if we could get more schools involved, we can get more students involved, you know, in an active sport, which is great.
Oh, I agree 100%. We would love to have more competitions in our local area, because Freeland used to have an amazing program. They were over 30 years state champions, but unfortunately that program was cut. Midland High School had a program. Unfortunately, that was cut due to competitive cheer as well. The programs were there. It's just also finding qualified coaches is the hardest part to do, but they're there.
Yes.
With Central Michigan, Saginaw Valley, we have college full with athletes that have done gymnastics. If we can just get them to take the chance and the risk to start a program, that would be fantastic.
Yes, I want to challenge those principals, those high schools, those individuals that are like us, that have a passion for gymnastics and want to get involved. Please get involved in some way. Can you give us more information about your clinic that you're doing this month in November?
Sure. Well, this past Saturday, we decided to have a clinic for a preschool, and then for beginner, advanced beginner, and then an intermediate and advanced level class. I wasn't sure with COVID how our numbers were going to be, and it floored me. I ended up having 22 3 to 5 year olds that were eager to learn and to try new events. And then 35 kids from the ages of 6 to 10. I mean, our gym was filled. We definitely did our social distancing. We definitely did our cleaning in between rotations. But these kids were so excited, to, especially the 3 to 5-year-olds, trying to walk on the balance beam, swing on the bars, do forward rolls or backwards rolls on the cheese mat. I mean, these are future athletes for our program, and it was so much fun to see these kids just enjoying. And I've had so many parents compliment and asking, when's the next session? I'm like, well, let's start with one session and go from there and see how things go. But I love seeing the spark and the excitement from these kids, and especially from my high school kids, because they weren't used to doing clinics like this. And they had so much fun mentoring and coaching these kids and teaching them the passion that they have for the sport to others. It was a lot of fun.
That's fantastic to see that opportunity, for those kids to experience gymnastics. That's all that it takes. So can you tell our audience how we can get in contact with you, with your information, or even questions about how can I start a high school gymnastics program or get involved with sponsoring even Vassar High School?
Well, we would love to have a sponsor. Right now, I'm currently trying to get the bottom floor, the part of the floor exercise. We've been trying to get quotes to see if we can get a spring floor. There's only four programs in our state that currently do not have a spring floor and are still practicing on just a foam floor, and we are one of them. So I'd like to get my girls to be more competitive and trying to get donations or grants or whatever's out there to help us raise about $9,000 to get the bottom portion of a floor. That way my girls can be competitive with the rest of the state, and at the same time we can actually have teams with higher caliber come to our program and actually come to our invitation or dual meets, because I think overall that'll get people excited in the community to watch good gymnastics. At the same time, if anybody is interested in starting a high school program, whether it's in the state of Michigan or anywhere throughout the United States, they can get a hold of me at my email, which is Tuscola, T-U-S-C-O-L-A gymnastics @gmail.com, and I would be willing to answer any questions in regards to high school gymnastics. I am also a judge for high school gymnastics and an AAU judge as well, so I'm very informed on skills, how to put routines together, and the rules itself for doing high school gymnastics as a whole. High school gymnastics also offers nationals. It's only for seniors. And every year, well, other than this past season, we have a senior showcase down in Florida, and all seniors are eligible to compete at nationals and have a big competition. They follow level 9 rules. And we invite every state that has a high school program to attend this competition.
Well, that is great. Well, I want to challenge our audience out there. Get involved. If your heart is wanting to help, please get involved. Please reach out to Susie Weldon. They need some funding so they can be able to get a new floor. So once again, I want to say thank you, Susie Weldon, for coming on and giving us some great knowledge about high school gymnastics. Again, I want to thank our sponsors, Gymnasts United, Inc., Anchor, and Pope Counseling for supporting this podcast. If you would like to support our podcast, you can send donations to www.anchor.fm/Gymnasts United Inc. Or you may go to www.thegripcast.com. I want you to know, Susie Weldon, if there's anything that we can do here on the Gripcast, just let us know. And to our listeners, we want to say thank you for listening to the Gripcast Gymnastics Unfiltered. Tune in for next Wednesday for a new episode. Thank you.
Thank you so much. We'll be right back.